This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 2nd September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, it's a cool and pleasant evening across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm night with a gentle breeze, while Haifa experiences calm weather. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S. struck Iranian sites around Hormuz earlier today. The IRGC claims it retaliated against a base in Jordan. Also, Ynet reports that Shin Bet recently captured Hamas's Gaza City security chief. Muin al-Arabid was injured during the operation and is now in Israel. Also, this hour. Wallace shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu contradicted his wife, dismissing rumors of betrayal on October 7th. Separately, from earlier today, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal, reports JTA. And finally, 24 News reveals that Russia has secretly assisted Iran in developing advanced missiles. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, stated earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat over recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Finally, Belaz News reported earlier that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave within a week in response to the Dutch settlement trade ban. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. U.S. military action targeted Iranian sites around the strategic Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claims it launched missiles at a base in Jordan in retaliation. This escalation raises tensions in the region, potentially impacting global oil supply routes. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the Shin Bet successfully captured Muin al-Arabid, a key Hamas figure in Gaza City. During the operation, the IDF also targeted nearby threats. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the absence of Israeli casualties and reaffirmed the country's commitment to its defense strategy. This arrest is seen as a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu publicly refuted claims of betrayal linked to the October 7th incident. His statement comes after his wife suggested otherwise, sparking controversy. This development may affect public perception of the government's transparency. In related news, JTA reports that Israel and Greece have signed a substantial defense deal. The $3.5 billion agreement aims to bolster Greece's anti-missile systems amid regional security concerns. This partnership reflects growing military cooperation between the two nations. And finally, I-24 News has disclosed that Russia has been aiding Iran's missile development efforts. This revelation underscores the complex alliances and tensions in the Middle East, potentially influencing diplomatic negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli photonic computing startup Lightsolver will go public through an acquisition by CallPlant. The move marks a significant step toward commercialization for Lightsolver's innovative technologies. Separately, according to Walla Business, Rafael's CEO has publicly stated that the state owes the defense company substantial sums. He has called for prompt payment to ensure the company can continue its operations effectively. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a smuggling phenomenon from the Palestinian Authority, exasperated by a now rescinded tax on sweetened beverages. This illegal trade poses risks to public health and impacts local economies. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.